The real reason why you self-sabotage. Are you struggling to make changes necessary for a happier, healthier life? Do you keep sabotaging yourself and can't understand why? Whether it's a body overhaul, a new job, finances, or relationships, the culprit could be secondary gain. In today's article, I delve into what secondary gain is, how it manifests, and practical strategies for overcoming it. To watch the extended YouTube version of this article, I'll leave the link below. Introduction. In both personal growth and change, the concept of secondary gain plays an important yet often overlooked role. It serves as a subtle force that can hinder progress and make transformation almost impossible. Understanding why you find it challenging to change requires unraveling the complexities of secondary gain. In other words, the hidden benefits or rewards you get from maintaining the status quo. Understanding secondary gain. Number one, unseen rewards. Secondary gain refers to the hidden advantages or rewards that you receive from maintaining your current behaviours, even if those behaviours are undesirable or counterproductive. These gains are often unconscious and may serve as a form of self-protection or coping mechanism. I like to refer to secondary gain and self-sabotage as misguided self-love. Number two, subconscious motivations. Unlike primary gains, which are the direct and obvious benefits of a behaviour, secondary gains operate beneath the surface. They can be challenging to identify because they're often subconscious, arising from deep-seated beliefs, fears, or emotional needs. Number three, why change is hard. Secondary gain acts as a protective mechanism, providing a sense of security or meeting emotional needs. When you attempt to change, a part of you may unknowingly resist because the benefits of maintaining the current situation, even if negative, outweigh the perceived benefits of change. How secondary gain manifests. Following are some of the common examples of how secondary gain manifests in everyday life. Number one, attention and sympathy, needing emotional support. Some individuals derive secondary gains from receiving attention or sympathy when facing challenges. Maintaining a status quo that elicits support from others can be more appealing than navigating the uncertainties of change. This is very common, and you'll definitely have encountered it. Think of that friend, family member, or co-worker who keeps complaining about their current situation. You give them countless solutions, but they do nothing. That's because deep down they don't want to change. They want your attention and validation. That's secondary gain in action. Number two, avoidance of responsibilities. Secondary gain can manifest as an avoidance of responsibility. Remaining in a familiar, albeit detrimental situation, may absolve individuals from facing the challenges and expectations that come with change. Number three, identity and self-image. Change may threaten established identities or self-images. Secondary gains can include the reinforcement of your perceived role or identity, making it difficult to let go of familiar behaviours that contribute to your sense of self. Number four, fear of the unknown. The comfort of familiarity, even if it involves negative patterns, can be a powerful secondary gain. The unknown aspects of change may evoke anxiety and make you hesitant to venture into uncharted territory. Our subconscious mind would rather keep us in known pain rather than potential pleasure. Examples of secondary gain. Manifestations of secondary gain can vary wildly and be subtle, making them challenging to identify. Here are some examples of how secondary gain can manifest in different aspects of life. Number one, health and illness, attention and sympathy. A person may experience secondary gains by maintaining an illness or health issue. The attention and sympathy received from others, as well as the avoidance of certain responsibilities, can serve as hidden rewards. Number two, workplace dynamics, avoidance of responsibility. In a professional setting, an individual might resist taking on new responsibilities or leadership roles. This avoidance allows them to avoid added stress or accountability, providing a sense of comfort and security. Number three, procrastination, avoidance of failure or success. Procrastination can be a manifestation of secondary gain when an individual avoids taking action to prevent the possibility of failure or even success. The secondary gain is the temporary relief from facing challenges or potential setbacks. Number four, victim mentality, attention and support. Maintaining a victim mentality can be a source of secondary gain. By portraying themselves as a victim, they may receive attention, empathy, and support from others, reinforcing a sense of importance. Number five, weight and body image, avoidance of judgment. An individual may resist making positive changes to their diet or lifestyle to avoid potential judgment or criticism. The secondary gain is the avoidance of societal expectations, which provides a sense of control. It can also be an avoidance of being seen. I've had clients who have lost significant amounts of weight, but subconsciously have been uncomfortable with the attention that their new appearance has brought about, and so quickly begin to put the weight back on. Number six, social dynamics, fear of rejection. Some might resist expressing their true opinions or desires in social settings to avoid rejection. The secondary gain is the avoidance of potential conflict or disapproval, maintaining a sense of belonging. I discussed the DNA-based need for social acceptance in a previous article. I'll leave the link below. Identifying these manifestations requires a deep self-awareness and an honest examination of your behaviors, motivations, and the perceived benefits of maintaining the status quo. It is essential to recognize that secondary gain is largely unconscious, and exploring these patterns can be a crucial step toward personal growth and positive change. Note, in the extended video version of this article, I discuss strategies for identifying secondary gain. Overcoming secondary gain. Number one, acknowledging and accepting hidden motivations. The first step in overcoming secondary gain is awareness. Acknowledge and accept that hidden motivations may be influencing your resistance to change. Understand that it's a natural part of the human experience. Number two, exploring and confronting fear of change. Identify and explore the fears associated with change, whether it's fear of failure, loss of identity, or uncertainty. Understanding these fears allows you to address them consciously. Number three, reframing perceptions. Challenge and reframe your perceptions about the benefits of maintaining the status quo. Consider the long-term consequences of not changing and visualize the positive outcomes associated with embracing transformation. Number four, setting small goals, incremental progress. Break down the change process into small, manageable goals. Achieving incremental progress allows you to experience success and gradually shift the balance of perceived benefits towards the positive aspects of change. Number five, build support networks. Cultivating a support network of individuals who encourage and empower you to embrace change. Share your goals with trusted friends or family members who can provide emotional support and accountability. A coach or therapist such as myself can also help you identify your secondary gains and support you in designing a workable plan to overcome them. Number six, visualizing success. Utilize visualization techniques to picture the positive outcomes of change. Visualizing success creates a mental image that can counteract the fears associated with leaving the familiar behind. It also helps build strong neural pathways in your brain, making the new behavior or habit easier to stick to. Mindfulness practices. Engage in mindfulness practices to foster present moment awareness. Mindfulness can help you detach from the automatic responses rooted in secondary gains, allowing for more intentional decision making. Number 8, celebrating achievements, reinforcing positive change. Celebrate your achievements no matter how small. Recognize and reward yourself for making progress, reinforcing the positive aspects of change and creating a positive feedback loop. The wrap-up. Overcoming the grip of secondary game requires a nuanced and introspective approach to personal growth. By unraveling the hidden motivations, exploring fears, and implementing practical strategies for change, you can embark on a transformative journey. Embrace change not as a daunting challenge, but as an opportunity for self-discovery, resilience, and the creation of a more fulfilling and authentic life. Remember, the path to change may be difficult, but with self-awareness, support, and commitment to personal evolution, the power of secondary gain can be harnessed for positive transformation. What next? Again, in the extended YouTube version of this article, I discuss strategies for identifying secondary gain, the things that are subconsciously holding you back. I'll leave the link below. If you do head over to YouTube, please be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so that you don't miss a thing. I need 1,000 YouTube subscribers to be able to do live streaming, and I'm only 60 away. So if you could help me with that, I'd be incredibly grateful. It's completely free, and I don't get access to your email or any other personal details. Finally, if you haven't subscribed to my weekly newsletter, click the newsletter tab at the top of the page. Finally, thanks for your continued support.